Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like $1 million bucks, buttons, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together. Oh, listen. Why don't you join in?
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. I thank God for it. I thank God for all he's done for me, for all the little things that I oftentimes fail to thank him for, that I take for granted for. You know, I was talking the other day to a buddy of mine. We had gotten to this conversation about God, and in the conversation, we had narrowed it down, and we were talking about changing the way we are as people. You know that everybody has to change. You know, nothing stays the same. Everybody changes. And a lot of these changes can be for the good, and a lot of them are just, they just come with time. You know, sometimes it's aging that changes us. But no matter how old you get, you still have the ability to improve as a person. You may not have the foot speed you used to have. You may not be as agile as you used to be. Your energy level may not be what it used to be. Your desire to do some of the things that you used to do may be gone. The thing that doesn't have to change and will not change is you. You have the ability to continue to grow as a person. Even when Father Time and nature has taken its course, we were talking about everybody can change, and everybody has the right to reinvent themselves as they get older. And I equated it to jumping out of an airplane. You know, there are some people, man, who get to a certain point in their life and they jump from the airplane is now almost a stunt of some kind. It's almost like their life didn't got out of control. You ever seen somebody jump out of an airplane and the parachute don't open and their life start, and it seems like they start spinning and tumbling and they can't get it together? And I've seen some mid-air rescues before, but then there are times when when it hasn't worked. You know, you jump out that airplane and at first it's fun. I've never skydived before, but I would imagine when you first jump out of an airplane that people describe it as a sense of being free. And it's exhilarating when you first jump out the plane. But if you pull that cord and nothing happens, I've never happened to me, but I can only imagine the panic that's got to set in, because no matter how fun it was a moment ago, the flying over to one another, the holding hands in the air, the breeze, the descent, the feeling of all of a sudden, if you reach for that cord and it's not there, you're suddenly spinning out of control. And that's what happens in a lot of people's lives. When you first start your life, you jump out the plane, you free, you young, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But then you get to a certain point in your life when you go, okay, I'm going to pull the cord now. And pulling the cord is an important thing, because here's the analogy my friend gave me. He said, man, use your mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Well, see, what happens with a lot of people is they in life they jump out the plane, and they having this free fall, and it's fun for now, but they get to a certain point in their life where they got themselves in a situation, or they've had a little bit too much fun, a little bit too long, or you know they wasn't open to nothing, and they just did what they wanted to do, or they started getting involved with drugs or drinking or started running with the wrong people. See, you jump out the plane, at first you free fall and it's fun. But then after a minute, man, something happens and they realize, whoa, and they reach for their cord and the cord don't work. Well, now you're in a panic-stricken situation. And my suggestion and what I've learned from the analogy that my friend shared with me is that we all, the sooner we can open our mind to God, The sooner we could develop that relationship with him, it's like pulling the cord and opening a parachute. If you open up your mind to God, God is like a parachute. You know, God can slow your descent. God can turn this out of control free fall into a nice ride for you. See, that's what happened to me. I was spinning out of control. I had gotten myself into a point, man, where I wasn't doing real good. Oh, y'all would look at me and think, man, Stevie, man, I wasn't doing real good. I had spun out of control. I was in a free fall, and I reached for the cord, but I was so far away, the cord didn't open. Then I went to him, and I pulled the cord. When I went to God, I pulled the cord and it opened, and he slowed my descent. And this is what I just believe. I don't believe now that I age as fast as I was aging because I got that parachute open now. You know, I take better care of myself eating. I work out more now. You know, I'm not out of control. I have a direction now. That wind then got up under that parachute a little bit, you know. And now I'm going, you know, I'm still getting older, you know, so but the descent is so slow now, I'm able to enjoy the ride. I'm guiding my parachute over. Sometimes we go over to a vacation spot over here. We float back over to a, but you know, I'm still getting older. I'm still going down, but the descent, because I've opened my mind to God, the parachute has slowed my descent. And now I'm rocking back and forth, but I ain't spinning out of control no more. You know, I'm able to enjoy the view now. You know, when you jump out that plane and you pull that cord and it don't work, you ain't looking at the view no more. You thinking of only one thing. How can I slow this down? Well, now I'm able to enjoy the view. I'm able to see all the beautiful things on the horizon that God has for me. I'm able to see all the beautiful things around me that he's provided for me over these years because I've slowed my descent. I use my mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Open your mind to God and so you can see the view, so you can slow the descent, so you can stop the out of control free fall that you've been on, that you can get your life together and see everything out on the horizon that God has for you. You know, it turned out to be a very true statement. Your mind, if you use it like a parachute, it works better when it's open, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? Not my girl, but my show.
Come on,
talking
baby.
About the morning show. Morning.
Good morning.
Shirley Strawberry, Carla Frail, Mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica, and yours truly. Hey, that's how I wanted to do it this morning.
Who sings that hard so early in the morning, though?
Girl, yeah, first thing out the gate, you just
but don't even start at the beginning of the show. And be meaning it too.
Yeah, strong vocals right there. Strong vocals.
Yeah.
Temptation.
But that I is so hard. Yeah. And then he went into that guess.
Yeah. Yeah. See what Roscoe don't play around with it.
Oh, that was Roscoe.
Write it, okay. Sing it, one. Be it.
Please.
No Eddie start. Kendricks this morning. That was all.
Hell no,
David
Eddie,
Ruffin.
No. Hell yeah. No.
It's all David, baby.
Yeah, he was tenor. Smooth tenor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, David Ruffin was a bad boy, man. I was watching him.
Yeah. Talented. It just went to his head, that's all.
No, but hold, that was David Ruffin, right? That I said.
David Dennis, Ruffin.
Mm-hmm. My favorite
Dennis Edwards.
One was
Dennis Edwards.
Edwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, uh-huh. That was my favorite Temptation. Dennis Edwards. Oh.
He replaced David Ruffin.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! What no, is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
That's Edwin Starr.
That was Edwin Starr, Steve.
I liked him, you know, too.
Anybody hard? Anybody that's
hard? They're all hard singers.
Teddy Pendergrass.
First note is hard.
Teddy like
turn them off.
Eddie LaVert.
Ooh.
Boy, them my dudes right there.
Johnny Gill.
Ooh, he hard. Sure.
Yeah, uh-huh. He hard, but he young.
Mm.
But he can sing. Though. Yeah, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's younger than
he
him.
He started really young, and he was hard then when he started. Mm-hmm. He always had.
But
that
he changed animal. New Edition, because New yes, Edition was just a little bit too popping candy for Candy Girl.
That was my cut.
Mr. Telephone Man.
Oh, that was Bobby, though. Mr. Yeah, Telephone Man.
I ain't
Bobby
like none
on
of
me.
Them. I ain't like none of them. I ain't like what? None of them songs. I was
Bobby,
too old
Bobby,
for that.
I love you. What?
I ain't like none of them. I was too old. Mr. Telephone Man. Candy Girl.
But they were kids, they were singing. What hello. Shirley is saying, when Johnny Gill was little, he was sounding like he was 30.
Like
but that's
man.
What he... Ooh. Oh, that boy. Can you stand the rain? Oh. I said, boy, you better get in this group and turn them into men. Better grow their ass up. Stop all this bubblegum singing. Get some girls at these concerts.
We loved it. Yeah. Yes. All right. Here we go. Coming up. Thank you, Steve, for that. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour. We'll run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time to start your morning off with Run That Prank Back with Steve Harvey.
Just a prank. Aqua Boogie. Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello, my sweet
who's this?
Hey, how you doing, man? My name is Glenn, man. I work in building two. You work for media, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
So we probably met a couple times. Do you have a girl? You have a girlfriend?
Why, what's up?
You guys live together or what?
What is this your business? Like, what's the deal? Why are you asking about my girl?
Well, let me ask you this here. What's going on with you and at the job?
What do you mean? What's going on with like?
I mean, you know, right?
I mean, so what? Like, what's the deal? Who are you? Like, who the are you? Like, what is this for? Like, why you? Like, I don't even know you, bro.
I just calm down, bro. Just calm down. Like I say, my name is Glenn. I work at Villa 2, you know, and I know. I'm just telling you now. I know what you and doing. Okay, I know what y'all doing at the job. I already know, and a couple other people know what's going on. And I know you got a girl. I know you got a girl at home. I know that.
What is this about? Like, why you call my phone trying to harass me about some bull? Like, who are you? Like, what is your problem? Like,
hey man, hey, calm down, man. I ain't trying to tell you a little secret or nothing like that. I ain't trying to do that. All right, but I'm gonna be real with you. Okay, I got one of your names. I got your number from one of coworkers. Okay, I got your number. I said, hey, I want to give in the car. I need to talk to him about something. That's how I got your number. So,
oh, yeah, who gave it to you?
We'll get to that later, okay? We'll get to that later. But let me say this, though. I know what's going on with you and the job, all right? And I ain't finna say nothing about it. You know, that's just our little secret or whatever. But I do have something that I want you to do, though.
What do you want, dude? Like, what the do you want? You call me, bugging me about and all this bull. Like, what do you want? What do you want?
Well, here it is, man. Listen, I ain't gonna say nothing about what you got going on. All right, that ain't even. I don't even care about that. But here's what I do want you to do. I do need some help from you. All right, listen. My little girl is selling Girl Scout cookies, and I want you to buy 50 boxes of them. All right, via Cash App, because she gotta have them sold by tomorrow morning.
Are you f-ing kidding me, dude, bro? You okay? So you on some blackmail bull? And listen, dude, who the f- gave you my number? Because you gonna call me, ask me to buy some f-ing cookies, and you should just be a man and ask me about it. Like, don't be f-ing calling my phone trying to give me that bull. Like, come on, man. Like, I ain't got no f-ing time for this. Like,
all I'm asking you to do is buy some damn cookies, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I just want you to buy some cookies. I need you to buy 50 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Can you do that or not?
No. You ain't gonna call and try to manipulate me into buying, like, your s***. Talking s***, and then you're trying to make me buy s***. So I ain't gonna do nothing for you. You're disrespecting me, calling my phone, trying to act like you, like, just trying to manipulate s***. I ain't down with that, bro. I ain't down
with
that.
Okay, well, let me ask you. So you don't want to buy my cookies, though. So do you want me to call your girl and see if she'll buy my cookies?
Bro, you better stay the f*** away from my girl, man. Like, don't come near her, okay? You don't call her. You don't come near her. You don't come near me. You just need to get the f*** out of here. I'm about to start 69 this figure out who you are and come right after you, man. Like, because I ain't playing, bro. I ain't playing.
Okay, so I'm I'll tell you what, man. I ain't gonna argue with you. I ain't gonna argue with you. But I'll get off the phone right now. I'll get off right now. And I'm gonna call your girl. I'm gonna call your girl and see if you want to buy some cookies.
No. You ain't calling nobody. You just get. You get. I swear to God, I'm gonna find out who you are. I'm gonna find out who gave you that number. I'm gonna call you up. Like, you'll call me trying to harass me.
Okay, hey, man, hey, you know what, Adrian? Cool, we still talking about it, all right? I'm going to get the
right
phone like you. So I'll get off the phone like you want me to, Adrian. I'll do that. But let me ask you this, though. You sure you want me to call? You sure you want me to do that? Right? Isn't that her name?
Man, you up an individual. All right, look, how much are these cookies? How much you want?
Hey, man. Tommy told me you would buy the cookies.
Tommy?
Yeah. Tommy told me you would buy the cookies.
Tommy? Tommy?
Hey, man, check this out. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your coworker got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him. Damn, I was so
sick,
bro.
Oh, God. So listen, Adrian, we have beeped all the names, so nobody knows the names at all, okay? You're good, bro. You're good.
All right, man. You got me. Oh, God. I'm going to take a nap, man. I just used up all my energy. I'm done. Oh, God, like.
Hey, what you got?
I am going to f*** you up, man. I can't believe you got me on this. For real.
Tell me this, man. One more thing before we go, Ace. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man, which is what he's got playing every morning. God. Kill me, bro.
All right, Steve, thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, entertainment news with our very own, we have a major surprise for you. The Earl of Ottingham. The Earl of Ottingham will be joining us. He's going to be telling us what's going on across the pond.
Ooh,
now that the queen has been laid to rest. What? Mm. What, Steve?
Boy, he got some.
Did he tell
some stuff?
Man, there's some You've stuff going on at Buckingham Palace.
Uh-huh.
And Earl being the only black in the palace.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it was a well-kept secret. Lot of changes since the king that showed up.
Oh, not the king.
Yeah.
Not the king. The king.
I love it. Earl going to spill the tea.
Yeah.
Literally.
So we'll have Earl early this morning. All right. We'll talk about it all at the top of the hour. But right now it is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Latrice in Hampton writes, I'm a 30-year-old woman and I don't enjoy being intimate with my boyfriend because he is an animal in the bed. All right. I love everything about him except that his heavy breathing and sweating is unbearable and I almost pulled a muscle trying to keep up with him. Can this behavior be changed? If
no.
so, how?
No.
No.
No. No, he locked in. That's how he good. That's how he is. Yeah. Yeah, you got people like that, you know, think it's got to be a wall.
Know,
some people take that love making into the war zone.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to be animalistic at times and moments. But don't know why they want to get drugged the whole time, though.
Yeah. She says his heavy breathing and sweating is unbearable.
That, all them noises, grabbing.
What is going on? What?
Pushing you in the mouth.
What? She almost pulled a muscle.
Yeah, all this here. You know, he's
too much.
Got your ankle back by your ear. You just in here.
Your ankle by
your ear. Yeah, you're going to mess around and be in the hospital.
Fooling with him.
The best, so only this, thing you could do is wear him down before sex.
Like doing what?
Gym, workout, make him chase the car.
The car?
Yeah, you go naked and jump in the car. When he run out, you pull out. Make him chase the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, CLO? Okay.
You know, put your voice on the recorder and act like you upstairs, but you really be downstairs, and then just keep pressing the upstairs button and make him run him down them steps. You got to wear him down a little bit because he's too much right now.
Not the pre-workout.
Yeah, he's too much. All right. Hope that helped you, Latrice. Clara in Louisville says, I'm in my mid-70s, and my boyfriend is 60-something. I asked him to move in with me, and he said he'll think about it. We've been dating for 9 months, and he's taking his sweet time on professing his love for me. Am I moving too fast?
Well, you're in your mid-70s.
Yeah.
Pretty much got to keep your foot on the gas at this point. I've already told women in their 70s, ignore the 90-day rule.
They get a pass.
Yeah. Y'all more on the 9-minute program.
Goodness.
Yeah, I can't help you with that, lady. Just, you know, you ain't going too fast with it. He taking his time. He only 60. You might be a real fly 60, so you might be a really fly 70. So, you know, you dating
Sounds
him, he don't
like
want to
it.
Move in. Just keep dating.
Okay.
See, make him marry you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Val in Metairie says, my mother and father separated a few months ago, and my mom has started staying out late at night. She says she's at the casino, but my dad followed her one night, and she's been at another man's house. I don't want to get in the middle of their mess, but should I tell my mother she's being followed?
And Shirley, it's Metairie in New Orleans.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Metairie?
You said
Metairie. It's Metairie. It's right outside New Orleans.
Between Baton Rouge. Sorry, Metairie.
Off the no,
It's Metairie, girl. Stop saying Metairie.
They had a travel lodge there I used to stay at.
Okay,
oh, the
anyway.
Is like a
well, they so had a travel Metairie, lodge because I knew the girl there that was a maid. Mm-hmm. And yeah. she used to open the door for me. I could go in there without paying.
In Metairie.
Oh, yeah. In Metairie.
Right there off the T.
Yeah, that's it. Right off what the is T. The,
I'm with Steve on this one. What is the T for?
Don't worry about to... our leg, girl. That's New Orleans.
Yeah. Don't even. Look, they don't say nothing about them. They different.
You know it.
All right. So should she say anything to her mom about her dad following her?
Well, I would say, hey, mom, you need to watch out because that could be dangerous. So I would, if you're a woman, you should pull your mom's coattail and say, mom,
yeah,
be careful because dad knows where you're going. You ain't at the casino. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You in there getting cashed out.
What now?
She shouldn't say that to her mom. Are you saying
I'm just saying,
that?
You know, you ain't going to the casino. We know you somewhere getting cashed out.
She's not going to say that to her mom.
Well, look, mama. Hey, mama, you can call it a casino, but somebody rolling your dice and it ain't at the casino. You know.
Same thing.
Yeah. Somebody spinning the ball on the roulette wheel and it ain't at the casino. That's all I'm saying.
You're doing all casino games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing all this here, you know. Hey, mama, I know you like playing slots, but, you know, daddy know where to slot at.
Oh my God. They're separated. So obviously, is the dad hoping to get back together or is he just
I have no idea, Shirley.
Mm. Okay. Interesting. All right. Last one, Steve. Chandra in Jacksonville.
Duval says,
my husband and I did the best we could with blending our family, but his son and my son don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, and they're constantly getting into fist fights. They are 14 and 15 years old, so they tend to tear things up when they fight. My son wants to live with his dad. Should I let him go?
Well, your son has been taking the brunt of the ass with him.
And you know this how.
Because boys always have to figure out the alpha male. Mm-hmm. And since they from different households and you tried blending them, they battling for the alpha male role.
Oh, okay.
And now your son want to go live with his daddy because that man's son kicking your boy ass pretty good.
Girl,
and he just tired the intensity of it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you probably might have to let him go live with his dad. You know? Mm-hmm. That would be good for him anyway.
All right. All right, CLO. Thank you. Coming out at the top of the hour, we'll talk to the king, to the Earl of Ottingham about the king.
Yeah.
Entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so we all know that the Queen of England has been laid to rest. And so now our very own Earl of Ottingham is here to talk about what's going on.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. Harry. All hail to the Queen. Aww. Oh, my God. Morning show, I come to you with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
Terribly low point in the monarchy history of London and England and the entire UK, suffering. God rest her soul, the Queen. Mm-hmm. Now that we've got the formalities out the way, here's why I really called.
Okay.
I'm going to need your black listeners in the United States to send some support to me.
What's going on? This is a damn shame
what's happening here.
Well, we've heard a lot of things.
For years, I was the only black in the palace, and no one knew. Mm-hmm. Except the Queen. Wonderful woman. She never opened her mouth. She was trying to make restitution for the things that the palace has done over the years. Mm-hmm. So she allowed me to stay there, but I was the only one. I knew it was a token position. But it was better than what I was. I was nothing. So she made me an Earl of Ottingham, and I just couldn't tell anyone.
Oh, my God,
now she's gone, and the King is here.
Did he strip you of your title?
Yeah.
He doesn't know I'm there.
Oh. He doesn't? Well, okay,
He's
Earl.
Just moving in. Oh, my God. Who is this man? I believe he's mad.
Oh, do you?
Listen, I've got to get out of here. I don't mind calling a woman queen, but I will never call a man a king. You'll not be the king over me.
But he is, though.
The only king I recognize and give credit to is Jesus.
Amen. Amen, Earl. Amen again. Yes. I hear you on that.
I've gone to a black church one time, and once I heard the song, I know King Jesus, I went, oh, well, that's perfect.
Well, Earl, you have to be careful now because the king has fired a lot of people.
Everybody, Shirley, yeah, the man has gone absolutely mad.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing over here? He has people ironing his shoelaces.
Yes.
Yes.
They're pressing pajamas. He's fetching.
Yes.
And oh, God, the woman he brought with him. Oh,
Camilla,
God.
The queen consort.
Oh, God.
Is she mean to you? Is she mean to you, Earl?
I haven't spoken with her. I just got my first close-up.
Oh.
Oh, God. This is what you left Princess Diana for? You must be kidding me. This has got to be the worst decision of your life.
Well, you know, they live in the palace now. They live in Buckingham Palace.
They've moved in, Shirley. It's complete shambles now.
What?
He doesn't know how to decorate. She doesn't know how to decorate. It's like living in a pigsty now.
Really? They're sloppy?
Well, he's not sloppy. He's just bought in more old-ass furniture. We already had antiques. Who the hell brings in antique antiques? Who does that?
Antique.
Old-ass clocks. Old-ass socks. He wears old-ass shoes. He's got old-ass glasses on. He's got them horrible old-ass ascots. I'm just sick of him already.
Well, you know, they say he's pretty, you know, finicky and everything, like for breakfast, for instance.
Finicky? It's like living with a very large cat. What have you heard, Shirley? I'll be able to call.
Well, like for breakfast, for instance. I mean, you know, when we eat breakfast over here, we eat like honey or with toast or jam. He likes six different types of honey for breakfast. Six different types. And homemade bread every single day.
Listen to me. Who the hell can taste the difference in honey? It's honey. It came from a beehive. You arrogant, pompous piece of... Are you kidding me?
Earl!
Six different honeys. They're all same color, everything.
What about the homemade bread? Someone has to get up and make bread every single
day.
I understand that. That's wonderful. I've been eating the bread. We have a wonderful baker here. He makes outstanding bread.
Oh,
I've been eating bread and honey, trying to stay out of the way. That's how I know the honey all tastes the same. I've had all six jobs.
Clover, raw.
What else have you heard?
Filter. Shoelaces have to be pressed flat with an iron. They have to be pressed flat. You said
I've
that.
I've seen all of this one. Uh-huh. But let me tell you. Are we alone?
Yeah, well, it's just the three of us. Yeah,
that was me. I pressurized the ink pen as a tribute to the king so it would bust when he used it. That was me, first prank. I'm just doing stuff to him because I know I won't be there long. When he finds out my black ass is down there, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you're definitely
out
of
there. Once again, let me reiterate this. Oh, my God, the woman. Oh, God, the close-up was mortifying to me.
Now, you know they hosted
I took one look at her and I realized there's no way I can stay here. I used to go talk to the queen every now and then, but this one, hell, no, it's okay.
You know, the king, they're saying he's very petty because he invited Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, to this international reception where they hosted for world leaders. They had an invitation, Harry and Meghan, and they revoked it. The king revoked it.
I know, because he heard a rumor that Harry was going to whoop his ass.
His daddy? Harry going
All right.
So petty, I'll be back girl. With a report from now on every week as long as I last. Hey.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. Remember the Brooklyn pastor who was robbed back in July? Well, he grabbed a woman in church recently. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we previously told you about the Brooklyn pastor. His name is Lamar Whitehead. He was robbed back in July, if you recall that, during a streamed live service. Well, he's back in the news, Pastor Whitehead. This time, for grabbing a woman in church during a live service yet again. He believed this woman, he says, was a threat to his family. Take a listen.
That's when I took action and I grabbed the young lady and escorted her out. And I got the video, y'all. I got the video that y'all don't see. I am a gentleman. I am pro woman. I'm not an abusive man. Never been, never will. People that know me, my father died when I was six, got killed when I was 6 weeks old. My mom and my grandmother and my older sister raised me. So, you know, I am very, very pro-woman. And but these people were sent into my church to disrupt my church. And this lady went towards my wife to attack her and my daughter. And that's when I grabbed her.
Yeah, he went on to say that he did what he thinks or he thought
any man would do if he,
thought that their family was in harm's way.
I saw the video. I didn't know any of this, what he was saying. So at first, it's, of course, the story at surface sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
If you listen to his explanation, it has validity. But was he the one that did they arrest him too?
Yes.
Yeah, he was arrested, Steve. The charges were later dropped, but he was arrested and they dropped the charges.
Well, there must be some validity to what he said for them to drop the charges.
Drop the charges, exactly.
Because they came and arrested him, handcuffed him and everything.
Yes.
But, I mean, if he's saying a woman was trying to attack his wife and his daughter...
And he has a baby, a little bitty infant baby. So
what was he supposed to do?
You know, it's like, you know, I was going to say something different when I first heard the story. But after listening to his explanation, I mean, it makes sense if what he's saying is true. There are some other pastors out there that I've noticed who spend a great deal of time using a lot of people in their sermons to spread their message. You know what I mean? It's almost like they're using it for clickbait.
A clout preaching. Going, I heard somebody say clout preaching.
You know, look, man. If y'all, your message is always about somebody else's mistakes and flaws, where your sermons at about yours? Because, you know, you do have them also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it would just seem to me like it would be better served if you used yourself as an example. Because when you're constantly tearing other people down from the pulpit, It just saddens me the number of people who are sitting there listening to that, following him as a Christian. That's
All right. All right, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, it's Tuesday, and that means we'll talk about voting right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, today is Tuesday, and as promised, we here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show will help keep you informed about the upcoming midterm elections. The Democrats' majority in Congress is razor thin. Speaker Nancy Pelosi's control of the House rests on a very slim margin. In 2022, all 435 House seats and 35 of the 100 Senate seats are all on ballot. Additionally, 36 out of 50 states will elect governors. And Steve, it's real important that the voters of Georgia listen carefully, okay? Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene called on Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams to get the hell out of Georgia if she doesn't like the poor living conditions. Greene also talked about the Senate race. She said, in Georgia, Herschel Walker, we've got to get Herschel Walker elected. That's what she said. We have to beat Stacey Abrams for the second time, and she's going to lose.
Well, and this was at a Trump rally right before it on Saturday, I believe.
Now, let me ask you something. Herschel is running for the Senate, correct?
Yeah, for Senator Raphael Warnock.
Stacey is running for governor.
Governor.
Right.
He's
against Brian Kemp.
He's against Kemp.
That's true.
They pitted Herschel Walker against
Raphael Warnock.
Let me help you all understand something so I can put this as plain to you as I possibly can. Herschel Walker has no record of community service. He has no record of public service. He's never been in the FBI like he claimed. He's never been in the police like he came. He's never been in special forces like he claimed.
Just lies.
He is a complete liar. They got Herschel Walker simply because they want to pit a black against a black and split the vote because they think that black people vote for other people just because they black. And if they put a black person in front of them, you'll be confused as to the vote. And somehow they got all the whites in the Republican Party who will vote for Herschel. So now if you create confusion amongst the people of color, they'll get some of those votes for Herschel, and then they got their man in there. Herschel Walker got about as much business being the senator of anything, let alone Georgia, which has such a huge population of diverse, such a diverse population with his small-minded ass thinking. See, this Republican Party, man, they crafty. But they also know that if they can get Donald Trump elected as president without no community service, no record of goodwill,
public service,
if they can make him president, then figured out the formula. We can get anybody who will do our bidding. And the things Herschel Walker is saying is utterly ridiculous. Number one, you will not see him in a debate.
Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock are going to debate on October 14th, according to CNN, in Savannah, Georgia.
He ain't going to show up.
Yeah, and that's after he said he wouldn't do it. Then finally, I guess the pressure got to him.
I don't care how they prepare him and school him. He going to fold like a pup tent in a hurricane. This boy can't put four sentences together in a row. He a football player. That's it. And he's not a great guy. You can ask his ex-wife, and you can ask a whole lot of people. This dude right here should not be the senator. Now listen to me. Kemp, they defeated Stacey once before. It's not going to happen again because we see what this guy Kemp is about. Y'all, go to whenweallvote.org right now. Just go on your phone, go on your laptop, go at work. Get one of somebody to go online for you and make sure you're registered, and they will answer all questions about where your precinct voting is and what the new rules are, because they are creating rules to create voter suppression. WhenWeAllVote.org. I am telling you, Herschel Walker is not going to be in the Senate because he ain't going to do nothing but be another Clarence Thomas. That's all.
That's right.
Gonna be.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up next, it is the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is no touching in public. Okay?
Oh,
no
okay.
touching in public. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now Steve is in to give us today's prank phone call. What you got, Steve?
Weed in the church van. Run it, cat.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dan. Brother Dan. Dan.
Hold on. Let me cut the TV down.
I'm trying to reach Brother Dan. Brother Dan.
Oh, this is
okay. Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Oh, hello, Brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Well, Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after
yes.
service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually
okay.
get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, mm-hmm. which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
They are complaining, saying that that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh, not the van that I'm driving. I ain't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up to go to no church now. Where are you
okay.
getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that a couple of the members came complaining.
This just happened last week about this pipeline. I want to know who the pipeline is, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past. I done had a history, but I don't do stuff like that, and I wasn't smoking no church van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, which elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, well, one of them says it smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now, why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're gonna definitely have a finger pointing.
You gonna open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm gonna mess up their name by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking some weed?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing. I ain't had no
and we ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't gonna mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me. What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What, you know what? You know who I think the weed belong to?
Who?
I think the weed belong to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the f***? What the heck? Man.
Damn, you just got pranked. Oh, my God. You just got pranked. What is his name? His name is Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
Larry. They call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Oh, man. I know exactly. Man, tell Larry. Tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm going to hit him with the van.
Oh, man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Yeah, I got me.
Oh, man. Man, go on and chill out the rest of the day.
I try, man. I know I ain't gonna smoke no weed.
Well, that it is, y'all. Weed in the church van. Okay, now listen. Don't forget, watch Ready for Love.
Ready to Love on Fridays.
Whenever you get a chance. Mm-hmm. And he'll be back to do his dates. Now, let's get back to this vote.
Yes.
Because this thing is getting serious.
Yes.
Okay. WhenWeAllVote.org is the website for us. Mm-hmm. Everybody should go to make sure you are registered and you are in compliance. After this last presidential election that they claim we stole, mm-hmm. what they're setting themselves
the
up is to their version of stealing.
Mm-hmm.
See? So now they are doing every voter suppression thing they can to keep us from, and I'm telling y'all, they moving polls. They're going to make them lines long. Mm-hmm. They're trying to change the way you pre-vote, early vote, all of that. We ain't going for none of that. We are going to be more than prepared, and we are participating in these midterm elections.
Yes, we are.
You are not going to keep trying to run the majority with the minority. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn if y'all keep this archaic, slavery-ass electoral system. When it comes down to governor and Senate, it's the popular vote that matters. Ain't no electoral. So we going to the polls in November, and we are voting our party because we know you're going to vote your party.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And this let week... me say something to all y'all black Republicans that's holding that Uh-oh. Line down so hard. This ain't about you. It's about us. Mm-hmm. When you going to understand mm-hmm. that? I don't vote for me. I
That's
vote
right,
for the
Steve.
Party that cares about us, not the party that benefits me. I will be fine regardless. Whatever mm-hmm. tax structure they come up with, I'm going to be fine either way.
Correct.
But the common man needs a break. They need a chance. And that pull yourself up by the bootstraps, that's fine. But when you done took the straps and you don't give us no boots, what do you want us to do? Stop tripping, trying to fit in and be one of them, when clearly, if you ask them, you are one of us.
Facts. That
all
part.
Right.
When
so
we
start
all vote
voting
dot
for
org.
Us instead
That's
of
right.
you. That's my
That's
message
right,
to y'all. Say what you want to say about me. I'm cool with it. I don't care.
Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter for today. The subject, no touching in public. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Buckle up. Carla. Hold on tight. It's the Strawberry Letter. I got you, Steve. I did
it. Okay. I'm going to do something way different.
What were you going to say?
Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
What were you going to do?
Let's just go.
Okay.
It was going to be real short.
Like what, Steve? Just say it.
Strawberry Letter.
That's it.
Thank you. No touching in public. No touching in public. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 46-year-old married woman, and I am having an affair with my pastor. He's new to our city, so I was chosen to show him around and help him get acclimated. He's a married man with 2 children, but his wife and children decided to stay put until their oldest daughter graduated high school. So he was new in town and bored out of his mind. We started hanging out a lot, and he let his guard down with me. I found out he uses profanity, drinks alcohol, and smokes weed when he's around his frat brothers. He came to our house for dinner a few times, and my husband called him a false prophet. He said that he's self-centered and braggadocious, and my husband was right. But I did not care because I had already fallen for him. My husband stopped going to church, and that was fine with me because I spent a lot of time with the pastor after church in his office. We have a very unique bond, and the sex is unbelievably good. But there is one problem with him. He is overly affectionate and sees me as his property. Some things are reserved for only my husband, like all public displays of affection. When I'm out with the pastor, he will not keep his hands off me. He will either walk with his hand on my shoulder or my waist. He feels my breast and grabs my behind whenever he wants to. He caught me off guard and laid a juicy kiss on my lips in a restaurant. He hates to be told no and thinks I should let him do whatever he wants. My husband does not suspect anything that's going on. I don't want to keep it that way. Why would a married man carry on this way in public? How do I keep him happy but stop all his public displays of affection? What? This right here? Listen, first of all, you need to ask yourself that question. Why would a married woman carry on this way in public? I mean, it's not about what he's doing. It's about what you're allowing him to do to you, married woman, in public. I'm embarrassed for you because you don't get it. You don't get it at all. You're out in public with him, your married pastor, and you yourself have a whole husband at the house. How can it be that the only thing you see wrong with this whole scenario is PDA, public displays of affection? This whole affair is wrong from start to finish. But no, you don't mention anything about that. You just want him to stop disrespecting you in public. I mean, don't you know he's also disrespecting your husband, your marriage? But you obviously don't care about any of that because you didn't say anything about it. What do you want Steve and I to tell you? How to keep your side piece happy? Because that's the question you asked, how to keep him happy. That was your question. It seems like you're doing a pretty good job to me. You seem to be keeping him very happy. This is a mess right here. Don't bring us into this mess, because when your husband finds out, if he hasn't already, when the church finds out, when your pastor, boyfriend, wife finds out, this is going to be a mess, okay? It's already a mess, and I'm just surprised you can't see that and don't care about that, because the sex is so amazing and all of that. You got a problem, and it's a big one. Steve?
You know what? I don't even know. You know what? I'm just imagining our listeners in the car, at home, at work, listening to this letter.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shirley said, what do you want us to do? Are you serious?
She don't even care.
Are you really kidding me? So you're a 46-year-old married woman, and I'm having an affair with my pastor. Now, he's new to our city, so I was chosen to show him around to help him get acclimated. Wait a minute. I'm confused. Mm-hmm. How do you all vote who takes the new pastor around? The married woman? Because my wife ain't taking nobody around showing your ass nothing about this city. I don't give a damn how you find your way, man. Google.
Yeah.
Right.
Get your iPhone up and start pressing Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. You can Google where everything. I ain't got to take you around, show you nothing. He's a married man with two children, but his wife and children decided to stay put, and their oldest daughter graduated high school. So he was new in town and bored out of his mind. We started hanging out a lot, and he let his guard down with me. I found out he uses profanity, drinks alcohol, and smokes weed when he's around his fraternity brother. I don't want to suggest what frat that is.
But what?
But why are you looking like that?
But,
I'm
think
it's sounding like that.
You think it's your frat?
I'm concerned it has some things in here.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. He came out to our house for dinner a few times, and my husband called him a false prophet. And your husband was right. And you know why your husband was right?
Yeah.
Because men know men.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how you don't think what I'm about to share with you when we come back is going to happen, but it is. And we'll be back. And I don't know why you wrote this.
I know. This letter is stanky, ain't it? Yeah, all right. All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, no touching in public. That's all she's worried about. It's crazy.
Right.
We'll be back. It's 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, no touching in public.
No touching in public. This woman is concerned about this because she's a married woman, 46-year-old, having an affair with her pastor. Her pastor just came to town. He's new. His family, wife and kids, stayed behind so his daughter can graduate high school. And she was selected as the person to show the pastor around. So they've been spending a lot of time together. He's bored out of his mind. Well, he ain't bored no more because y'all started hanging out a lot. He let his guard down. I found out he smokes weed when he's around his fraternity brothers, uses profanity and drinks alcohol. He came to our house for dinner a few times, and my husband called him a false prophet. You know why your husband called him that? Because he know men. Men are men. See, I don't care if you're the pastor, you the priest, you the temple monk, you the head of the clergy, you the pope. When you get rid of all them titles, you know what you are first? A man.
A man.
And there's we got some things about manhood that just don't change. Some real simple rules to manhood. And your husband said he a false prophet. He full of. See, he said that he's self-centered and braggadocious. My husband was right, but I didn't care because I had already fallen for him. So now you extra trifling. You bring in
seriously
the dude to your house that you having an affair with on your husband.
Whoa.
Your husband stopped going to church, and that was fine with me because I spend a lot of time with the pastor after church in his office. We have a very unique bond, and the sex is unbelievably good. I'm assuming you're talking about in his office.
Mm-hmm.
At the church. Mm-hmm. But there's one problem with him. He's overly affectionate and sees me as his property. You are.
Mm-hmm.
You are a piece of property. Some things are reserved for my only for my husband, like all public displays of affection. Wait a minute. You got a lot of nerve. You're drawing lines now?
Yeah.
There are certain things that's reserved only for your husband, like public. What about your body?
Mm-hmm.
What about your sex? What about your mouth? What about all that? What about your heart? So just that ain't reserved just for your husband. Man,
right.
I'm glad you ain't my wife. Cause you trifling. You a
really?
Good old trifling ass chick. Cause now just reserved for your husband is public displays of affection. Now you can get anything else you want from me.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to watch all this kitschy touchy.
Right.
We're gonna
what
stop this
saying?
Here. When
That's
I'm out with the pastor, he will not keep his hands off me. He will walk with his hand on my shoulder or my waist. He feels my breast and grabs my behind whenever he wants to. But you let him.
Yeah.
That's what y'all doing up at the church and all.
Right.
That's what y'all always do. What's the matter? He been grabbing your breast. He caught me off guard and laid a juicy kiss on my lips in the restaurant. He hates to be told no. Okay. Didn't your husband tell you that? He's self-centered and braggadocious. Now you telling me he hate to be told no. Didn't your husband say he was self-centered and braggadocious? But you said you ain't care because you already fell for it. My husband does not suspect anything is going on and I want to keep it that way. Why would a married man carry on this way in public? Are you kidding me? Why would a married woman carry on like this in public?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? You're so damn stupid. And, I'm going to show you how stupid you are. Let me explain something to you. You don't think after this letter goes on the air with these specifics that your stupid behind typed and sent
That's
in
right.
for us to read out loud. You 46 and married. He's a pastor from out of town. Family didn't come with him. He bored out his mind. You was assigned to show him around. You don't think that other people hearing this letter ain't gonna add up what 2 and 2 is? Because ain't a whole lot of churches got pastors coming to town and leaving their wife and kids back home so they can graduate college and assigned you to drive them around. And you married. See, this letter ain't hard to add up. You married, he married.
That's
you
right.
driving him around, lady. That's
can
how
narrow it down.
Stupid. Stupid. You stupid. And somebody called me one time, Steve, you should stop using stupid when referring to people. Well, what y'all want to call it? What? What you want me to
correct
do?
Word.
What word fit her in this letter that's better than stupid? Because I'm trying to figure it out.
You said trifling. Okay.
How do I keep him happy but stop all this public displays of affection?
What?
Well, to keep
That's
him
all
happy.
All she cares about.
Keep
what?
Being his property.
Yeah.
Keep writing us. This is almost over after this airs.
Mm-hmm.
And,
all right.
And ass whooping. We're going to see a news story about a pastor getting his ass whooped. And I think we're going to have found him.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Steve, you played a teacher on TV, Mr. Hightower, of course, from the Steve Harvey Show. And last week, it was Carla's daughter, Tasha, that participated in a Dress Like a Celebrity Day at her school. And of course, she chose her godfather, Steve. We all know that many of our teachers leave a lasting impression on us, which is why most Americans claim that they can name every teacher they've ever had. According to a survey conducted by Kitty Academy, 62% can name the teachers they had grade by grade. 76% say their teachers have had a positive impact on their lives. So come on, Steve, give it a try. Can you name every teacher you've had or most teachers you've had? We know about Miss Blandon.
My two favorite teachers was Miss Cleveland. At my junior high, and my favorite elementary teacher was Miss Vivian Adams.
Miss Vivian Adams. Oh, first and last. Okay. Well, shout out to them.
Yeah. Why were they your favorite? Because
they cared about me. They told me I was going to be something.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Miss Blandon and Miss Porter.
Miss Blandon. Yeah.
I really don't care.
Where
they at right now, I hope they're healthy and doing well, but I ain't called to check on them. Miss Cleveland's kids listen to the show.
Really?
Oh,
and
that's
so
nice.
They
Miss Cleveland's class.
They know my relationship with their mother was special, like, cause they've heard me talk about it. They actually came to one of my
shows
one time and said, "We've heard you talk about Miss Cleveland. I'm her daughter," and
Aww.
She looked just like her. She was the most special. The best teacher I had in high school was Ray Davis. He was a psychology teacher. He passed from AIDS. I knew nothing about that back then. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know nothing about it. But that dude right there saved my life, man. He really saved my life by coming to my house and visiting my mother and father and telling them, your son is gifted. He's going to be something special, but he has got to stop running with these guys he's running with high school because they're going to get him sidetracked.
Wow.
He was absolutely right.
That's a caring educator right
Ray
there.
Davis, psychology teacher, Glenville High School. And I'm telling you, I was hanging with two dudes that went to prison.
So he said.
And they were affecting me. They were outside of the cats
well, Steve,
on my block.
I happen to agree with them. I tell you that all the time. If you keep on this road that you're on, you're going to be something one day. You're going to be something.
Man, thank you,
you
man.
On.
I'm so glad y'all telling me that, man.
You wouldn't have known. See there?
Keep your head.
Lord, because I wake up every day with, Lord, what is I'm going to do now?
So right.
Courage, man.
We feel that.
Keep pressing
yeah.
forward.
Okay,
I'm finna cry, man.
I hope
it happens soon, though.
Stay focused. Coming up at the top of the hour, a Facebook listener, Steve, wants to know how much trouble are they in over a bad kid. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. right, so here we go. Steve, Devin on Facebook wrote, I live in a high-rise building on the 19th floor. Yesterday, I got on the elevator and there was a kid already in there. Before the kid got out, he started pressing all of the buttons. So I slapped his hand and said, stop, bad ASS. Not my proudest moment, not my proudest moment, but whatever. Apparently the kid ran to mommy and mommy ran to the building manager. Now I'm being threatened with a review of my lease and I'm being told that, quote, assault charges are being considered. I did apologize and I also suggested they talk to their kid about not going out of their way to aggravate people. Still, this thing is happening. Can this be real?
Why did you admit that?
Yeah.
Admit what, Steve?
That you hit the boy head.
That's so how aggravating.
I keep telling y'all about this damn truth.
Truth.
If there's not a video on that elevator, I didn't slap his hand. Your boy fell into me. That's
elevator.
A lie.
Yeah.
But you in here telling the truth. Oh, Lord, he busted me. Man. Boy, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I've done some things to some people's kids.
Bad
for
kids.
For them. Yeah.
For
I'm not,
them.
I'm
for
telling you right now, I'm not okay. doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've had a situation in the elevator. One time, I was on the elevator. I was famous. And we were at, I'll tell you where we were at. We were down at, I can't say where we were at.
Oh, I remember. I was on the elevator when that happened. I remember that.
And, you know, I've seen some crazy stuff happen down there with them kids. And I've had a couple incidents, man, and I'm not playing with your baby.
I just remember.
You talking about that little girl?
Yes. Yes.
It came up, and I was going, wait a minute, hold on, man. Hey, man, sitting here. Can I tell it?
Say what she did. You can say what
yeah,
she did.
Little girl. Little bitty little girl had to be
Four, five.
I guess she had come from the pool, and she had a little short sundress on. And she got on the elevator, and her parents was on the elevator. I'm on the elevator, one other dude. The little girl pulls her dress up over her bottom and just starts digging and itching. And I'm looking at her daddy like, yo, man. Yo. You see your little girl that hacked her dress up?
Get your baby.
And just scratching on her booty? What's up? Oh, she's just a child. What? Yo, man, that ain't cool to let your little girl do that, man. That ain't a habit she need to start. I'm sitting on this elevator, man. I'm uncomfortable, man.
Yeah.
I don't like stuff like this.
A father with daughters. Yeah.
Get your damn baby. She's just a child. I don't give a damn what she is, man. Get your baby.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in an altercation with the daddy because I want to knock somebody's ass out.
We have to get off because this fool. I remember that little girl. She put her dress on.
I said, what the hell? And I looked dead at the daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then what did we do, Carl? Did we just get off the elevator?
Yeah, we had to get off because you were, I can't be here. You couldn't take
it.
So I ain't finna do this with you, dude.
Mm-mm. We had to get off.
And you're a father with daughters.
Bro, so, what you doing?
Yeah.
Your little girl on this elevator, all these people on here, this all right with you? Man, this ain't cool, man. I'm uncomfortable. And then you ain't finna say Steve Harvey was in here.
Right.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
With my daughter and he. Mm-hmm. No. Uh-huh. I'm telling you what's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Man, I want to knock his ass out. Big pot belly ass sitting up in here, man, looking like he finna have a baby his damn self.
But what should Devin do? Devin about to get his lease. He about to get kicked out.
Man, first of all, Devin, you should have never said nothing. You didn't hit the baby. Why is you telling the truth?
Yeah. All right. We'll have more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This story right here, this is a crazy story. In trending weird news, let's just say that, okay? If you ordered a new sex toy, it may be delayed. This is due to a massive truck spill in Oklahoma last week. A portion of the I-40 in Oklahoma City was shut down for a few hours last week when a truck crashed and blew its entire load of sex toys and lube all over the road. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot, okay? Fortunately, no one was hurt. A local TV traffic reporter who was above the scene of the crash in a helicopter has gone viral for his attempt to give details about the crash while trying not to give too many details about what was going on. He didn't want to say what was strewn all over the highway. When asked by an anchor inside the studio what was on the road, he paused and said, "We're zooming in." Well, not really. I can't tell. Maybe you can tell. Anyway, according to Newsweek, medical doctors say that vibrators are good for women's health. So catch it.
Okay, all right now.
Right. This is a story that's concerning for women. Okay.
Yeah, but you never think about how they get to the stores. They have to be transported in trucks and all of that. And so
that's
there
your
you
response,
are.
Steve?
Yeah.
It was some people pulling over, picking up some gifts.
It was some what?
It was some people picking up some gifts.
Yeah.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Steve, would you rather push on a glass pull doorknob? Okay.
What?
Just, would you rather push when it says pull on a glass door? Uh-huh. Or would you rather stub your pinky toe on the door?
No. Push. We doing all that. This baby toe right
your
here.
Your head may hit that door.
I don't give a damn. But that baby toe can't take no pressure. I really believe that. That pinky toe.
Yeah.
And the other thing that start with a P. Them the two weakest parts of my body that can't take nothing. The pinky toe and the other P, either one of them, you got to. You can't take no pressure.
Guard with your life. Yeah. Okay.
One of them don't even like cold air.
Okay.
It don't do good in no kind of.
Moving on.
I cannot jam that toe up into that wall, though.
No, that's right.
All right. So would you rather sleep on the floor with a pillow and blanket, or would you rather sleep on a bed without a pillow or blanket?
So you're on the floor with
a pillow and blanket.
Yeah, I need that blanket.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get on the floor?
So you'll be on the floor.
Yeah, I gotta get some carpet or something. I'm going to go get out there on that floor. I'm going to tell you right now. You get up in that bed, ain't got no blanket or pillow. What is you doing? What the hell are you finna do? You can't get comfortable without a pillow or a blanket.
Yeah.
And if you fall asleep, you're going to freeze to death and wake up anyway.
Yeah.
You can never make it without a blanket. I get on that floor. I just keep turning. You know, you're going to get half of your body going to start hurting it. Flip over, do the other half, then, you know, lay on your back a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you choose the floor with the pillow
I'm
and
in
the
blanket. Flow, dog.
Okay, with the pillow and the blanket, yeah.
Go.
Okay.
I tell you what you do. Just go lay across your bed.
Uh-huh.
With no pillow. Just on top of the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. You lay there, but don't let it get cold, though.
Right. Yeah. I have to have cover. I have to have cover.
Plus, I sleep naked, so ain't no way in hell I can be just up there on that
TMI.
Damn mattress.
Just
ass naked. You always tell us
laying
that.
Up there. Why, man? What?
All right, moving on to would you rather never lose your phone again or never lose your keys again?
Ooh, I lose both all the time.
Do well, you?
Yeah.
I can't lose my phone. The key. Somebody always at my house. I can get in.
Okay.
So I very rarely come here and ain't nobody here. Plus, I don't stay out at night no way, so somebody here.
All right. Coming up, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day. We'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, before we get out of here and get to Steve's closing remarks, this is our last break of the day. We did want to tell the people in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic that we're praying for our neighbors there. As Storm Fiona hits the islands and it has left the entire island of Puerto Rico without power and causing landslides and life-threatening flooding, President Biden has approved a national emergency declaration and FEMA has announced emergency aid for Puerto Rico. Again, we are praying. I mean, this is happening again.
Man, it doesn't seem like long ago.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Hit by another horrible storm.
Right.
I think
it was
a Hugo hurricane.
Yeah.
And at least this time we have a president that cares about people
in Puerto Rico
and the
Caribbean. Yeah, not going out there shooting baskets with paper towels.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Aid is on the way, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
And we are praying. Mm-hmm. And as Steve, earlier we talked about voting, how important this midterm election is. And this is National Voter Registration Week, by the way.
I can't even, this election here, folks.
Midterms, yeah.
This election here, if you think the Biden-Trump election was important, you have no idea how important this thing is because listen, man, I don't care who the president is. If he don't have the votes in the Senate and the House, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans are brilliant at making their constituency understand that. Well, we've got to get the same brilliance about ourselves and get our constituents to understand it. The midterms are critical. These elections for judges and all of these other positions, especially Senate and governor. Mm-hmm. Look, man, these are the people that are going to determine what the laws. Judges, we messed around. Trump got in and put in Kavanaugh and whoever else he wanted. And now Roe versus Wade has been overturned. And now this is what's amazing about the Republican Party. Less government control. Less government control. But every time they get a chance to change a law with their judges, they do it. And what bigger form of control can you exhibit or execute than to control a woman with what she does with her body? I don't see a bigger form of control. So you're taking the choice away from a woman. Like she has no vote, no say-so in the matter. Man, y'all kill me with this, man. I just don't understand how we... Well, here's the deal. The Republican Party and the conservatives are in the minority in this country, and they want to control the majority because they think as a minority, they know better for the majority. But it's all smoke and mirrors, man, for the real thing that's happening. They really only care about their money, their power, and their position. They don't care about the people. They use the people to maintain their power, position, and money. And you become a pawn in it. Donald Trump don't care nothing about his constituents. Oh, but they'll roll and die for him. But you ask yourself, what has he done for you? What did he actually do for you? He promised all the coal miners in West Virginia that he's bringing back coal jobs. Not a one. Lied from the beginning. Told them what you wanted to hear. Not one. You can't bring coal back and try to have clean energy. Now, let me get to Georgia. There are a lot of elections around here. Look, we got to be concerned, man. These people are blatant. This Marjorie Taylor Greene woman who's out here talking about Stacey Abrams, if she don't like the poor conditions, get out of Georgia? That sounds a lot like why don't y'all go back to Africa to me. Because they keep shaping the way they saying it, but they saying the same thing. You have a party that thinks that this is not our country. And they do everything. And we ain't in much better shape. This thought is prevalent throughout the government and throughout neighborhoods, school systems, and everything. I just don't feel welcome here, man. But, you know, you want us to be patient. Well, I'm tired of waiting. And we tired of you telling us to be patient. While all you do is reroute the laws and reword them to keep the same behavior. You know, it don't make no sense. Too much violence against black people are being perpetrated and nothing being done about it. It's just a lot, man. Y'all, look, we got to change this election. We are going to register. Go to whenweallvote.org and check your status. Check the new requirements for voting early. Check the new rights for absentee voting. Check out your zoning where your polls will be. They have changed everything. They've moved the goalposts to make it so they can win. We have got to stop this. Stacey Abrams will be the next governor of the state of Georgia, and Warnock will hold his Senate position because you are not going to trick us with Herschel Walker. And if he go to the debate in Savannah, Georgia on October 13th, you'll find out then. But I don't think he's going to show up. They can't get him ready by then. Hey, that's it, y'all. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. See you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.